Utilities can't shut off gas and electric service during the winter, even if a customer is way behind on the bill. But that comes to an end Monday, and people who have gotten a disconnection notice in the mail or online can expect a shutoff at any time after that date. That is, unless they contact their utility and work out some sort of plan to catch up on the overdue amount and/or find energy assistance programs. Brian Manthe is a spokesperson for We Energies, which serves 1.1 million electric customers and another million gas customers. Manthe says this year's saving grace may be the mild winter.
So the bills are less. So we're hoping that because of that, we'll be able to help those customers manage those bills. People are behind right now. Get them energy assistance to take care of a chunk of that, the arrears that they may have, and then also set up a payment plan that they'll be able to manage the rest of the way. So we are hopeful that will keep those numbers down. But right now we would suspect that over the course of the next few months, approximately 55,000 to 56,000 customers would be up for disconnection.
Those thousands of shutoffs don't all happen at once. Manthe says utilities can cut off service due to unpaid bills between mid-April and November 1st, when the moratorium once again goes into effect. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.